From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting, reports suggest that 132 people were injured. One person was killed after a grenade attack in Ethiopia as Ethiopia's prime minister's office, or prime minister, was giving a speech at a rally. The office says that no one was killed during that rally. Ethiopia's new prime minister had just finished his speech at the rally when the explosion occurred. U.S. President Donald Trump's demonstrated Friday that there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country, vowing to end the immigration crisis once and for all. U.S. immigration laws, Trump declared, are the weakest in the history of the world. He made the remarks Friday where he presided over an event with so-called angel families, those who have had relatives killed by people who have entered the country illegally. Mr. Trump, in his remarks, also suggested that those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or resident aliens. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ben Fox toured a facility in Miami where more than 1,000 teenage migrants are being held. He says it does not look like a prison.
What they're trying to show is this is not a detention facility in the sort of traditional sense, right? So there are fences surrounding this place, but there's no razor wire. And there are guards at all the entry points, but they're not armed. The kids sleep in bunk beds, in steel bunk beds, in dorm-like rooms, right? So the doors have been removed, but the lights go out at night and there are no cameras.
President Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States. This is in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. Auto industry experts say such tariffs could negatively impact both economies. This is VOA News. Senior U.S. leaders officially canceled joint military exercises the U.S. and South Korea have held for decades, as the thawing between the United States and North Korea continues.
It's baffled some allies as they're designed to keep forces at a state of readiness. The troops are regarded as some of the most battle-ready in the U.S. military. Meanwhile, they've started moving caskets to North Korea to recover the remains of soldiers that were killed there during the Korean War. Kim had promised to help return the bodies at the summit. And North and South Korea have agreed to arrange reunions for some families that were separated in the conflict. They will take place in August and 100 participants will be selected from each side. They're dramatic moves from all parties in a very short period of time.
That's Reuters' Leah Jakobiak reporting. Residents in Turkey head to the polls to cast ballots in an election that could unseat the current president. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has a preview.
When Turkey goes to the polls on Sunday, these voters might be facing the most important election of their lives, because it's become the biggest challenge in years for President Tayyip Erdogan, their most successful and most polarizing leader in power for 15 years.
We want to embrace a life where secularism, freedom, and women exist. We don't want to live repressed.
Pelin Parlak didn't tell us who she'll vote for, but Erdogan and his Islamist political party are anti-abortion, anti-birth control, and have faced criticism on gender equality issues.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely concerned by the recent military escalation, including ground offensives and aerial bombardments in southwestern Syria. Guterres has called for an immediate end to the current military escalation and urges all stakeholders to respect their obligations under international law and international humanitarian law. Jordan brokered a ceasefire agreement in southern Syria between the U.S. and Russia in July of 2017, but the Syrian government has not agreed to the de-escalation agreement, despite the fact that its ally, Russia, was a party to the deal. The Syrian government continues to drop leaflets in the area, giving armed opposition two choices. That's to surrender or die. Nikki Haley, the United States ambassador to the United Nations, said Thursday a UN report on poverty within the country was ridiculous. The UN report released earlier this month highlighted economic inequality and claimed policy pursued by the Trump administration would exacerbate the country's wealth gap, further hurting poor people. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.